I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The hunt for cheap energy has spurred a technological revolution recently. It's a revolution that often comes with steep environmental costs, though. Think deep water offshore drilling and mountaintop coal removal. The latest breakthrough technology is known as fracking. It's a way of extracting hard-to-get natural gas. Gas has long been considered a cleaner alternative to oil and coal, but fracking has raised environmental concerns in many nations, including the U.S., France, and South Africa. Now fracking is coming to Poland, and as Dave McGuire reports, so far, local reaction has been muted.
This is our neighbor's house. They are already building. Our house is going to be a little bit closer.
For years, it's been the dream of Maya and her husband Maciej to build a house and raise their daughter in the quiet Polish village of Niestkowo. But during a recent visit to the town, they found that quiet suddenly disrupted.
We were passing by and we saw a huge metal, I don't know how you call it, mast, with plenty of lights on it. It was nighttime, but it was actually as bright as if it was daytime. And we were just, oh my God, what's this?
It turned out it was a new test well for shale gas, the latest to pop up here in the north of Poland near the Baltic Sea. The couple had heard about shale gas exploration, but they had no idea it was coming so close to their land.
Now we have a question. Should we just, you know, stop planning and change completely our life? And we don't know. We are just terrified.
Maya doesn't want to give her last name. She's worried about drawing the attention of what she calls the big money interests involved. But her concern about shale gas puts her in the minority here in Poland. Millions of Poles use gas for cooking and heating, but virtually all of it now comes from Russia. And after centuries of domination by their giant neighbor to the east, that's a big problem for many Poles.
Energia, bezpieczeństwo energetyczne, dywersyfikacja źródeł energii.
That's Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk speaking recently in Warsaw.
Chyba bez większego ryzyka można powiedzieć.
The search for our own domestic energy sources must be a priority, Tusk said. We are determined to make shale gas in Poland become a reality. The Prime Minister didn't specifically mention Russia when talking about developing Poland's own gas supply, and few Polish politicians will. But people in the gas industry here certainly do.
Russia is not a good supplier based upon their past history of forcing their hand on countries and governments.
John Bugenhagen is with San Leon Energy. He says tapping Poland's large shale gas reserves could end Russia's gas monopoly, and that would change the regional balance of power. The key, Bugenhagen says, is a new technology. Shale gas is trapped in impermeable rock, and until recently it was too expensive to get it out. But that changed when Americans developed what's called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking.
You use pressure, and then you typically would use some type of proppant, which can be very small, rounded glass balls, and you'll use a fluid, so a lot of fracks use water. And with pressure, you shove that water and this proppant into the subsurface, cracking the rock.
That allows the gas to seep out and be sucked up. Fracking has made a lot of new gas available in North America, but it's not without its critics.
Six states have documented over 1,000 incidents of groundwater contamination.
It bubbles and hisses when it comes out. I won't drink it.
The 2010 film Gasland documented what it says are the environmental consequences of fracking. It's part of a growing wave of scrutiny of the practice. Among other problems, critics say fracking can contaminate groundwater. The backlash in the U.S. has spread abroad as well, most recently to France, where the government might cancel shale gas exploration because of environmental concerns. But here in Poland, there's been barely a peep, even at Greenpeace.
Julia Michalak, słucham?
Julia Michalak runs climate and energy programs for Greenpeace Poland. She says her group is still investigating fracking.
And if one day we decide that this is one of the main environmental problems in Poland, we'll definitely act.
Michalak says that right now, Poland has more pressing energy problems.
The biggest concern is a coal-based economy. As coal covers more than 90% of Polish energy needs.
For now, Greenpeace sees shale gas as a possible transition fuel on the way to a future powered by renewable energy. And just as there's no concerted environmental campaign against shale gas here, there are also very few legal obstacles.
There is no special environmental law concerning shale gas. And in fact, I don't see any need for that.
That's Piotr Otowski of the Polish Environment Ministry. He says the government already requires every big new project to have an environmental impact assessment. Like those other projects, he says, the government will consider fracking proposals on a case-by-case basis. And John Buggenhagen of San Leon Energy says his company's projects will stand up to such scrutiny. Shale gas drillers in the U.S. say concerns about groundwater contamination there are unfounded. And Buggenhagen says that if the water issue comes up in Poland, the industry here is also ready with a response.
If the groundwater aquifers at 200 meters or even 1,000 meters, the shale gas here in Poland is anywhere between 2,500 and over 4,000 meters. So you've got shallow water and deep gas. So in my opinion, there's no risk of tainting the sweet water deposits.
Buggenhagen acknowledges that there would be big changes on the surface. But he says San Leon will work with local communities to make sure that both parties benefit. Back in Niestkowo, some of Maja and Maciej's future neighbors are eager to see some of those benefits. I have nothing against it, this woman says, because it's quite far from where I live, and maybe there will be jobs. But Mayor Bogdan Jabinski doubts his village would see any benefit, and he fears the potential costs. He says, just look at what happened in Japan with their nuclear power. It was supposed to be incredibly safe, but it turned out that it isn't. And the same can be said for shale gas. We've been told it's okay, but there's no guarantee that our environment won't be harmed. For now, gas companies here are only drilling test wells. Any actual production could still be years away. Plenty of time for the debate over fracking to play out around the world and here in Poland. For The World, this is Dave McGuire, Niestkowo, Poland.